This is an alert to a safe retronal national situation update for the week ending Saturday, July 26, 2014. This week in security news. Late Tuesday of this week, AlertUSA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the Pentagon was deploying military advisors to Ukraine. According to Pentagon spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, the publicly stated objective of the advisors was to, quote, shape and establish an enduring program for future U.S. efforts to support the Ukrainian military through subject matter expert teams and long-term advisors. For clarity, listeners are reminded that when the Pentagon uses the phrase military advisors, this invariably means special operations forces, and in this particular case, it will likely be predominantly U.S. Army special forces. In addition to being highly skilled in direct action missions, Green Berets excel at working with local populations, training indigenous troops, assessing capabilities and needs, and serving as the eyes and ears of the National Command Authority and other U.S. policymakers. Further, as previously reported by AlertUSA Threat Journal just weeks ago, the Pentagon rarely telegraphs the movement of special operations forces, except perhaps to announce their presence at a recruiting fair. The chances are good that if the Pentagon is speaking publicly about deploying advisors, they are already on the ground in the target region working with local forces. On Thursday of this week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, responded to news that the Russian military was now firing artillery from Russian territory into eastern Ukraine, as well as continuing to supply increasingly deadly weapons systems to separatists, saying that the latest developments represent a dangerous escalation and that the Russian-Ukraine crisis is now a global problem. Quote, they clearly are on a path to assert themselves differently, not just in Eastern Europe, but Europe in the main and towards the United States. Numerous nations on Russia's periphery have become more eager to align themselves with the EU and US as a way to protect themselves against potential Russian threats. As such, multiple bills are working their way through Congress which would codify a legal avenue through which the US would grant Ukraine and several other former Soviet states with major non-NATO ally status. These bills would authorize President Obama to increase U.S. military interactions and security assistance with the armed forces of Ukraine, Georgia, Moldova, Azerbaijan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo, Macedonia, Montenegro, and Serbia. What does all this mean to AlertUSA subscribers? In a nutshell, dramatically increased tensions and prospects of war with the Russian Federation. It is important for listeners to understand that this is not fear-mongering. On multiple occasions over the past 2 years, and in particular the past several months, Russia has repeatedly warned NATO and the U.S. against growth on their border as such moves pose a direct strategic threat. Earlier this month, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that nuclear weapons could be used if Ukraine attempts to retake Crimea. Just 2 months ago, Russia's top military officer, the chief of the Russian General Staff, General Nikolai Makarov, warned that Moscow would preemptively strike NATO missile defense sites and bases in Eastern Europe if the U.S. pushes ahead with deployment. In 2012, General Makarov also warned of the use of nuclear weapons if the Russian Federation is threatened. Quote, we are certainly not planning to fight against the whole of NATO, but if there is a threat to the integrity of the Russian Federation, we have the right to use nuclear weapons, and we will. Makarov's warning was seconded by Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev just a short time later, and there have been many other instances. Without question, there are dramatically differing national interests in play, and the resulting increases in tensions and force posture make for a volatile situation. Along with the growing tensions with China in the Western Pacific, the rise of the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, and the increasing terrorism threat emanating from that region, not to mention a myriad of other threats facing the country, our strongest recommendation for listeners is to minimize frivolity, get caught up with your basic preparedness tasks, and above all, stay well informed. You can find expanded coverage on this story, including links to the details of the high points made in this report, in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. As always, AlertUSA continues to closely monitor developments in this region around the clock and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In public health news, on Thursday of this week, AlertUSA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that global health surveillance networks were on high alert after Nigerian authorities announced they are treating a suspected Ebola case in the commercial capital of Lagos, which is Africa's most populous city and the fourth most populous city in the world. The 40-year-old patient, a resident of Liberia, had traveled to Lagos from Monrovia on Sunday, was admitted to a hospital on Tuesday, and detained for a possible Ebola infection. Blood samples were sent to the World Health Organization lab in Dakar, Senegal for testing. Early Friday, Nigerian health authorities reported that the patient had died. This is a chilling development in a congested city of more than 21 million people with poor sanitation and health infrastructure. To date, the World Health Organization has recorded more than 1,000 confirmed cases of Ebola in an epidemic raging across West Africa in recent months, with most cases occurring in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Approximately 90% of those infected with the virus die, which highlights why health authorities are so concerned. Each year, hundreds of thousands of Americans and Canadians travel to West Africa for business and tourism. You can find links to additional information about the Ebola virus, as well as the current outbreak, in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. Here again, Alerts USA continues to closely monitor infectious disease outbreaks worldwide and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In travel security news, twice this week, Alerts USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding FAA flight restrictions for Ben Gurion Airport in Israel due to the ongoing threat of rocket attacks, as well as an updated U.S. government travel warning for the country. While the FAA flight restrictions have since been lifted, U.S. and EU airlines continue to evaluate the threat environment and reserve the right to cancel inbound and outbound flights as they see fit in order to assure the safety of travelers. Despite the lifting of the FAA restrictions, rockets fired from the Gaza Strip continue to impact the area around the airport. Last year, more than 600,000 Americans visited Israel for business, education, and religious reasons. Further, in addition to an updated travel warning for the Russian Federation, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, you are advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, July 26th, 2014.